We talked a lot about whether Tim was a good replacement for Steve Jobs and whether he was worthy and whether Steve would be happy with how Tim's running the company. Can I just point out now that Tim Cook, with his letter, open letter to the people of the United States about this Department of Justice thing, with his principled stands in many ways, he has shown himself to be a great leader at Apple and a man of moral vision. I'm very impressed by Tim Cook. You agree?
And he means what he says. He's incredibly sincere when he speaks about this.
Even more so than Jobs was. Jobs, well, I don't want to say anything about Steve, but I feel like Tim is, he is looking at the North Star. He has a very strong moral compass. And I'm very impressed by the guy. I think Apple's in very good hands. And man, he has rapidly risen to be a premier CEO.
Yeah, I mean, but I can't say that I knew Jobs well or at all. I can't say that I've met Tim more than once, and it was inconsequential. But I can say that he definitely has proven himself to be the right sort of successor to Steve Jobs. If they had someone who's was very, very good at keeping their nose on the status book and talking a lot with stiff motions when they are presented with a camera, I don't think that people would have enjoyed that transition. It wouldn't have been appropriate for Apple. But you have someone that you feel, I think that it seems as though one of the most important things that Apple needed for the transition is to still have Apple led by someone where you feel as though this is how somebody thinks. This person has a perspective and a point of view, and that point of view is Apple's, but it will be expressed through all of their products. So you know that this is not the sort of person who would make a triangular phone just because he thought triangles were cool that week.
Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely his Apple at this point. And all to the good, by the way.
There's a great, I just put it in the Google Doc, but there's a great video from Steve Jobs from All Things Digital from 2010 where he sort of stakes the ground for Apple and privacy and why it's going to be increasingly important. And it sort of shows that this is a value that's been core to the company, if not forever, then certainly for a long time.
Yeah. I have to say, though, you've got to think that Tim Cook, because he's gay in a world in which it's still illegal in many areas to be gay, it's certainly discriminated against and probably led much of his life in fear of that, probably is more in touch with the importance of privacy than maybe Steve Jobs would have been. Although Steve didn't want to have his license plate seen. So
it's that paving that brick. You know, like he asked very clearly when he did that letter where he came out, the op-ed piece, that he wants to put down his bricks on that road the way that Kennedy did. And this is him sort of living up to that.
It's amazing.
I wouldn't speculate, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's speculation. I'll grant you that.
No.
Well, it is a huge risk for any. Like, there are a lot of ways to put your head down. And a lot of tech companies are doing that right now, put their heads down and try not to get any attention or collateral damage from that. And he's putting Apple, regardless of what you believe and who you think is right or wrong, he has put Apple right in the front lines of this.
Yeah.